This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus deaths rose to about 120,000, and the number of confirmed cases jumped to 1.9 million. U.S. deaths approached 24,000, and the number of confirmed cases is less than a third of the worldwide figure. New York's coronavirus death toll topped 10,000, but still the lack of fresh hotspots globally yielded a ray of optimism and fueled discussions about how some places might begin to reopen. The brunt of the disease continues to be felt most heavily in New York, Italy, France, Spain, and the United Kingdom. President Donald Trump is claiming total authority to decide how and when to reopen the economy after weeks of tough social distancing guidelines aimed at fighting the new coronavirus. But governors from both parties are pushing back, noting they have the primary constitutional responsibility for ensuring public safety in their states and will decide when it's safe to return to normal operations. Democratic leaders in the Northeast and along the West Coast have announced separate state compacts to coordinate their efforts to scale back stay-at-home orders or reopen businesses on their own timetables. U.S. stock futures gained on Tuesday as better-than-expected trade data from China and signs some economies might be preparing to ease sweeping lockdowns lifted the mood ahead of the first batch of quarterly earnings reports. Analysts expect a 10.2% slide in first quarter earnings for S&P 500 firms amid a meltdown in business activity from strict containment measures from the pandemic. North Korea fired test missiles, multiple short-range missiles on Tuesday, its latest military provocation that comes just a day before an important national election in neighboring South Korea. This is VOA News. India extended a nationwide lockdown until May the 3rd as the number of coronavirus cases in the country continued to surge, but held out the possibility of easing restrictions in some places next week to help millions of daily wage workers. In a televised address to the nation on what was to be the last day of a three-week lockdown, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on people to stay at home for another 19 days. India's lockdown of 1.3 billion people, the world's largest and one of the most stringent, began when the number of infections was 550. They have now topped 10,000 and 339 people have died. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and his health minister are in an open conflict over the country's coronavirus response, leading many to worry that the far-right leader could soon fire the official who has played a major role in containing the outbreak. Some major American meat processing plants have closed at least temporarily because their workers were sickened by the new coronavirus, raising concerns that there could soon be shortages of beef, pork, and poultry in supermarkets. The meat supply chain is especially vulnerable since processing is increasingly done at massive plants that butcher tens of thousands of animals daily, so the closure of even a few big ones can quickly be felt by customers. Scientists are dusting off some decades-old vaccines against other germs to see if they could provide a little stopgap protection against COVID-19 until a more precise shot arrives. Although vaccines are designed to target a specific disease, the belief is that vaccines made using live strains of bacteria or viruses seem to boost the immune system's first line of defense, a more general way to guard against the germs. There's no evidence yet that the approach would rev up the immune system enough to matter against the new coronavirus. A sailor assigned to the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier died yesterday of complications related to the coronavirus, the first active duty military service member to die from the virus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the Pentagon was deeply saddened by the loss of the sailor. The carrier's commanding officer, you recall, Captain Brett Crozier, recently wrote a letter of concern to his superiors, urging them to take decisive action to prevent deaths from the coronavirus. The letter was leaked to the media, and 2 weeks ago he was fired by Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley. Modley's decision was met with backlash from the armed forces and the public. He resigned last week. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for U.S. President in the November national election against Republican President Donald Trump. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.